Now, staying with schools, and school buses will operate at normal capacity once the new school term begins later this month. Students will be asked to observe hygiene protocols, but there will be no requirement to maintain physical distance from other students. Fergal Barton of the Coach Tourism and Transport Council is the owner of Barton's Transport, and he joins us on the line now. Fergal, what's your own reaction? I note that the Labour Party education spokesperson Eoin Arirdon has described as worrying this announcement from the Department of Education that school buses will operate as normal and carry the same number of pupils as usual with no requirement to socially distance. What's your feeling on it?
Well, first of all, I think private operators are delighted to get back to work when schools start to reopen again. A return to work safety protocol requirements are in place with regard to the different companies and with regard to the drivers and the training of the drivers before we get back into our services again the week after next. With regard to the full capacity, that's the Department of Education and Bus Éireann have decided that that's the format that will be used moving forward. And I suppose one of the main reasons for that is that each individual travelling on a school transport bus would have a ticket and would be allocated to a particular route. So for tracing, it would be very possible very, very quickly to know how many people were travelling on the vehicle and to be able to do tracing from that if anything was to happen.
And will bus drivers be policing that adherence to assigned seating and the wearing of face masks and so on?
Yeah, I think obviously there will be a difficulty with regard to the seating allocations, certainly in the first week or two until things settle down. The drivers will obviously have to wear a face mask and a face shield. They will not be leaving their seats once there are passengers on board the vehicle. I think in our situation, we will be recommending that as we pick children up, we will probably load from the back to the front, and recommending that children who have siblings will sit beside each other, or children that are in class pick at the same stop, we get on. And that will mean that the people that are loading at the back will be the last people to get off at their stop. With regard to social distancing, it's only when the people that are on the particular vehicle at the time won't be social distancing while they're loading and unloading that social distancing should be able to take place.
Very hard to control a busload of students though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's one of the main elements that we will have to work with our members and with all the operators around the country. They're going to have to work with that. There's a number of different issues, and one of them is the seat allocation issues. The other one then is the protocol with regard to cleanliness in the vehicles.
Yes.
And that new protocol that's coming in place over and beyond what their contracts, the operators' contracts have at the moment. So an extra allowance has been put in place to work on the sanitising of the vehicles, but many, many members feel that that allowance in place is not sufficient for the protocols that want to be that are being put in place. The extra time that's going to be used, the extra equipment that's going to be required on board for the staff, and also with regard to hand sanitising equipment to be available for students.
All right, Fergal Barton of the Coach Tourism and Transport Council and the owner of Barton's Transport. Thanks very much for joining us on the News at 1.